Good evening. For the purpose, critique, review, education, and just all around positive, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast, number 349.
Wow, number 349.
I never realized the numbers until we're right upon it, ready to, for the session, recording session. And that's getting up there. I mean, that's all the accumulated ones that I've done with the kids before they kind of went their own way. But this is building up quite a bit.
This is kind of like when a show hits its 100th episode.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you grab like the what do you call that? Like you're on another thing and this and that, all bumped up into one. It's like you had 100 episodes. Maybe it took 5 years.
They have cake and dancing girls and Clydesdale horses. Yes. But, you know, for the 351 coming... There will be no cake. There will be no Clydesdales.
No, there will just be...
Or dancing girls dressed as Clydesdales.
There will just be the fact that we went to the Brady Bunch house the same day as the Monkees concert, June. What a way to start off the summer.
Perfect, yes. I mean, now I did go see the Avengers Infinity War, but I'm going to talk about that next time.
Okay.
On the next podcast, because there's some good stuff that I want to bring up when you parallel it with the cartoon.
Oh, nice.
So what we got here, pictures that my dad sent me in an email that I thought was going to be good. These are a mixture of some Disney characters, some Looney Tunes characters, maybe I think there's one non-Looney Tune character, of what they would be, artist interpretation of what they would look like if it was their actual age.
That's funny you say that. I was watching a show, Treasure Detectives, this morning or last night.
Yeah.
And cartoon was later... brought off of something where actually it was the person was copying off of like the main artist's poster or picture back in the 1600s. They would call that a cartoon until it evolved into like...
The animation.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's just different. It's just the actual process.
They call them editorial cartoons.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But as opposed from difference from the Sunday Funnies.
Yes.
Which I don't even know if that exists anymore, you know.
I don't know, but do you remember also with the Sunday Funnies, they used to have the silly putty. You could actually make...
Yes.
Turn around and make the character out of that.
And
that
you had to be so careful.
Yes.
Maybe 6 or 7 times after that, your silly putty is
died, like Play-Doh. You left it out, it was ching, different colors, but it was hard.
So, this podcast is going live at the exact same time. You can go look at the photos we are talking about. They're in tandem on our Instagram, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, or it's going to be on my personal one, the WCW_comedy, if you follow me on there. And you're going to be able to almost literally participate in this podcast.
Kind of like putting a puzzle together, but you're actually going to be able to do it with us. This is great.
And look at it's like a... I don't want to say picture pages because that's a Cosby thing. And I don't even care about him anymore. So let's get started. Here's the first one. Here we have Tweety and Sylvester. Born in 1942. This is what they would look like if they were 73 years old.
Wow.
So we got Sylvester. He's kind of a... He's looking like kind of a wino thing. He's got his Marty McFly Back to the Future high tops on, but he's got the wino thing, and then Tweety Bird's got the
It looks like an older version of George Burns.
He does, yeah. And then the hat is almost like a Nesmith hat.
Yes.
But his was green. He's got the blue vest on, so he's getting sauced up to go to his job at Walmart as the greeter.
Or a back scratcher because he's got really long nails.
Now, couldn't you see him like, hello, welcome to Walmart. Hello, welcome to Walmart.
Can I scratch your ball? Do you need itchy and scratchy?
So, you know, leave any comments or any thumbs up, whatever you want to do as we talk about this or what you think about it. Yeah, and he does have the long nails, which it seems like I remember my grandfather. It'd be a time where he would quit cutting his nails. And about every 4 months, there would be this rough and tumble hell replacement of it's time to trim your fingernails.
Oh, wow.
So let's get on to the next one. You summarize it first, okay?
Goofy, 83 years old, and he has a sign, we'll make you happy for food. Wow. He looks like a trucker. Looks like in one of the movies where he plays a trucker, but he's like a werewolf. He's got different color gloves on with a shopping cart, and he's got big feet, and he just looks one tooth. So he kind of fits like a nomadic slash, not serial killer, but like a wolf, you know, wolf in a little bit, but he'll make you happy for food. And he's got some kind of...
Is that a catheter?
It looks like a catheter on him. Oh, wow. Tied up. tied up to his leg. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I do like the because trucker hats are cheap. They got that mesh in the back. I don't know, for the airflow or something. It's not really a baseball cap. But he's got the Disney logoed mesh trucker's hat on.
Oh, I love that. Wow.
And he's probably the guy you would see in the, maybe at the free, in the, as this, you would see him at the freeway on-ramp as you head to Walmart where you run until Sylvester at.
Oh, wow.
So here's the next one. Oh, my God. Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Born in 1928, here they are, 78 years old.
Actually, it says 87.
87. That's what I said, 87 years old.
No, you said 78.
Oh, I'm dyslexic. Okay.
No, because I'm thinking now.
No, not, you're right, 87.
If they were, that means we're all getting older.
We're getting, I don't know how long he's been
around.
Was it
78? That was the picture, maybe?
No, there's the, I don't know, but the math. But let's just go with what the number says. So 87, this would be the interpretation of what they would look like at that point.
Well, Minnie's got some big bazookas. She turned around and got some lips. Looks like she had a little bit of a transplant there.
She kind of looks like Chris, mom, manager, Kardashian.
Yes. And the other guy looks a little bit like Nixon.
Mickey, that's who he does. He's got this kind of Nick. It's like a Nixon and old Ironside thing going on because he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
But Minnie's got this like lunch lady, lunchroom cleavage thing going on where, you know, you can see and look and you're kind of sorry that you did look and see.
And she's got Botox lips, so maybe who knows what's going on. Maybe her and Mickey are having a little action.
Maybe that's why he can't walk. He's in the wheelchair.
Wow.
So here's the next one.
Oh, wow. Bugs and Lola Bunny, 77 years old. Lola looks like she's a little older, and Bugs look like he's a hipster. Like, yeah, man, I'm going to turn around, chomp on my carrot, or, you know, stay away, stay away, stay away. You know, like he's hiding something.
He's got this John Lennon glasses thing going on.
Ah, perfect.
Does, you know?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, he's
yes.
got that I'm going to the coffee shop. I'm going to carry this physics, technology, astro chemical book with me. I don't read it, but I like to let you think that I read it.
That I know it all.
And he still has the white gloves.
Yes.
And he's wearing, looks like, slippers. Or they look like they're both wearing slippers.
Yeah, they look like they're both wearing slippers, like they just woke up. She actually looks more of a chipmunk.
You know, Lola Bunny looks like she would be one of those ladies now at this point in her life where she never gets out of her house coat. She's in her bathrobe house coat all freaking day long.
Had an experience like this today, driving with my friend Harvey. Three young ladies walk by. We're looking at them. You know, we're in a garage, but we're like getting ready to go on the street. He wants the traffic to go. And there's a lady that looks like Lola Bunny. It's like, go. Now, you're not good looking anymore, young lady. That's it. She was like appalled. We just said, go. We're looking at them. And she was like, oh, well, I used to look like that. You could tell she really was pissed off. That's how Lola Bunny looked.
Yeah. And I mean, it's I got to admit, there's this genre. I don't think maybe men do it too, maybe like Hugh Hefner in a different fashion, but they're in their house coat all day. And it's like, do you ever get dressed or you just wait till nighttime and you just, you know, hit the repeat button and do the same thing? It cuts down on laundry, I guess.
And I guess it cuts down on going anywhere. You think, well, I have to stay in today. I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm waiting for the furniture repair company.
Yes.
Yes. Here's our next one. Oh!
Daisy Duck.
Daisy Duck, 75. She's got her...
Her boobs are sagging.
Boobs are sagging, again, like the lunchroom lady. At the same time, she's got some, like, hair going on of what you would see, like, Bride of Frankenstein without the line of highlight. But then she's got the two crutches to help support because her back is a duck. You know, you don't really have much of a spine that she's got to hold up her cleavage, it looks like.
Yes, and she looks like she has a big booty, and that's wagging her tail. And she's still wearing her pointed shoes like when she was 21, 24 years old.
Yeah, and she... Remember, like, when an elderly lady will put lipstick on, it's like, oh, God, ain't helping, you know. Just because you put paint on the fence doesn't mean the fence is looking any better.
No.
That's what I got to describe for Daisy Duck at 75.
Donald Duck. He looks like a degenerate gambler stuck in Miami in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he's going to play poker. Like, give me that, you whippersnapper. I'm coming. Because he's got that, like... visor look on. Looks like he's going to play poker. He's smoking a cigarette with a patch on his eye.
And he's got the little Cuban Pete mustache. So, yeah,
and
he
looks
lives
like
in Florida
his eyes
now.
Are bloodshot, and he just says, fuck this. I'm going to win money.
And, of course, once again, he's not wearing pants, though.
And he's 81 there. Wow.
He's got to use a walker, but, hey, I think he'll do all right. You know, what's funny is I always was always thought it was amusing the way at times he would have teeth, and then he has no teeth.
Well, right here,
ducks
I can
don't
count.
Don't have teeth.
Six teeth, so he's doing something right, and he's smoking a cigarette, so he's living life.
He's living the life.
Daffy Duck, 78 years old.
He looks like he's wearing a news reporter. He's working for the Daily Planet. He just took a job at the Daily Planet because Clark Kent got him the job there. He's probably working the food review.
Yes.
Article or column.
For the nursing home or the hospital.
Nursing home food review article writing for the Daily Planet.
Yes, at 78.
And he still thinks that he's going to get back into the private eye business.
Yes.
Because, you know, somewhere, he's like, I got it here somewhere. Because he's got the old green suit jacket on.
Oh,
the only thing
this.
Missing are the patches on the elbows in this.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
And he looks, his look, looking at us, it looks like he's a little pissed off because he knows what we're talking about, making fun of
like,
him.
And he's got his cane there and he's like, you, I'm going to hit you with this, but I can't lift it because my back hurts.
And you know he has a snotty old handkerchief right there in the top pocket that he takes out and puts it right back. It hasn't been laundered in months. It just keeps getting recycled and cycled like the Oscar Madison.
Oh, boy. Wow, Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Oh, my gosh. Roadrunner is actually in a wheelchair, and Wile E. Coyote looks like he has, like, blinders on, like, what do you call it? Like, windshield glasses, and he's going to go like this with wipers on it. Wow.
He looks like Wile E. Coyote looks like he'd be a volunteer paralegal attorney. He's not a real attorney, but he's a paralegal who will do volunteer work on Friday or Thursday afternoons down at the community center giving free advice, which is usually wrong, to the people who will come in seeking it.
Roadrunner looks like he's got a little something stuck up his ass, maybe an enema.
He's like on like some kind of cart wheels or something. It's like like when an animal will get a prosthetic leg, but it'll be like a little wheel or wagon, and that's what he looks like he's on, you know.
66, wow.
And you know that the coyote has to drink his fluids through a blender, like whether it be pureed carrots or pureed peas. That's how he has to eat his. Porky Pig, 80.
Wow, he looks like Boss Hogg from
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, he looks like he's bashful because he just made another score of money and he doesn't want anybody to know.
And he's got a few age spots on top of his head. He's got what little hair he had, if ever, combed back like a Phil Collins thing going on. Again, wearing no pants. He's got the little white dickie, which I don't know, understand how it stays down. And he's got those it's like Elvis glasses. If Elvis had lived to be 70, this could be it right there.
This could have been a version of him getting older and being like a version of fun cartoon Elvis.
So I think that's our last one. Nope, one more.
Oh, this is the best one of all. Tom and Jerry. They have their knees wrapped because they're older. Jerry the Mouse got a diaper on, and Tom is hooked up to intravenous. It looks like he has a problem.
Yeah.
An IV.
He's got age spots on his head. And, you know, he probably is not. Jerry probably feels safe to be around Tom now, knowing that he cannot see because he looks like he has one glass eye going on there.
And he probably does.
Well, I want to know because he's got two IVs going. I want to know what they are.
One to get up and one to go to sleep. One to pee in, one to get some fluids. I don't know.
One's catnip and the other is cat food. I don't know.
Milk.
Milk. Yeah, because if it would be he doesn't have teeth, he probably can't keep it down.
No.
All right, so that is the last one. Leave a comment.
Oh, definitely please leave a comment because this is neat. Jump in. Just tell us what you think.
Or hit a like, you know, because this is... I'm not reaching up to the highest Disney star on this. I just wanted to post these at the exact same time as we do the podcast so people can listen in and compare notes.
And just jump in and do it. Like.
Have fun.